We are joined here today by Miranda McClellan from Coon Rapids Baird. Of course, she's been an outstanding athlete down there for the past 5 years in softball and 4 years of her high school career in basketball and the other sports. Miranda, appreciate you joining us here today. We're going to talk to you a little bit about a college decision for you and where you want to head and play softball in college. So congrats and thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Miranda is going to be heading to Ellsworth Community College to play some softball. You and I were just chatting. This was a little bit of a process for you. When did everything kind of start, and when did you determine that you wanted to play in college at the next level?
So it was a few months ago when I got my opportunity. I kind of found out, though, like towards the end of the school year, but it was a few months ago where it really hit me that I didn't really want to stop giving up on softball. Like, I want to definitely keep going just because I enjoy the sport a lot. It keeps me busy and stuff like that. So halfway through my season, I started to realize even more how much I really enjoyed the sport, and I just knew I had to keep playing.
Did you reach out to some schools, or had some schools already reached out to you?
So I had a few schools reach out to me, and then I had a few where I reached out to. But I never really got back from the coaches and stuff like that. So I just really focused on the ones that I did get offers for.
Who were you interested in? Who did you kind of reach out to?
I reached out to Kirkwood mainly because I liked their school and stuff like that. And I was super interested in playing there and stuff. But I never got an answer back from them, mainly because I think it was like a little too late to be sending it out, especially since I didn't give them much time, or I didn't have any videos either to send. So it's kind of just like not a big thing I sent in to them.
What colleges began to reach out to you? I'm assuming Ellsworth was one of those.
Yeah, and I also had a few, like, I know a while ago my coach talked to me, my basketball coach talked to me, and a few little schools, like basketball schools, were looking at me too, but I just didn't think basketball was really something I could keep playing.
Why is that? What was it about basketball? Because you're really good at that and a great rebounder and defender as well.
I don't know. It's not something I enjoy basketball a lot, but it's definitely not something I could keep doing for a few more years, mainly because basketball was like super draining on me mentally too. Because I'd always get so down on myself when I messed up or I didn't make the shot, something like that. But in softball, I kind of like push myself more. So if I make a mistake, I know I can get the next one.
Let's talk about those schools that reached out to you for softball then. Did you get a chance to go visit any place?
No, I didn't really go visit many of the schools, just mainly because at the beginning I was completely set on not doing a sport in college. I was set that I didn't want to do a sport, and I just mainly want to work on schooling and stuff like that. And it didn't really hit me until halfway through my season.
So how did you get in contact then, and what were the conversations like with, let's start with Ellsworth, with those coaches? What were those conversations like?
So the conversations were really good. He seemed like he was super understanding and stuff like that, and he wanted me to come play because he knows, like, my stats and stuff like that. And so he had me come and do a college visit just for him. And so I did go and do that, and he showed me around and stuff. And their school is super helpful, too. Like, they help a lot, and they want you to succeed. So there's a lot of benefits I get from this college. And so I'm super excited on that part, too.
Now, you mentioned to me before the interview today that the coach had told you that shortstop was a position they were looking for, and you certainly have been a very good one down there at Coon Rapids Baird over the years. So does it matter to you if you're a shortstop, or was that part of the pull that brought you to Ellsworth, was the opportunity to maybe at least earn a spot playing shortstop?
So I actually talked to him, and I told him that I really could play any position besides pitcher, and He knew that and stuff, and I told him how I was super comfortable at shortstop, though. And I'm really comfortable anywhere, though, so it didn't really matter to me. But he could, when him and I had a one-on-one, like, workout together, and he could tell with my footwork and stuff like that, that I'd make or am a good shortstop.
What did he say to you about your footwork and what he saw from you that he was pretty pleased with?
He said that he really liked my footwork and how I always keep the ball in front of me and stuff, and how I kind of go to the ball, so just so I can get the ball to first faster.
Talk about where you fit in for this team. Is there a chance to see the field as a freshman?
I'm not quite sure yet. Me and the team haven't really done a workout together, but I'm definitely going to push myself and stuff. And he also told me that I'm guaranteed to play already. So I guess I'm kind of just excited where I really end up on the field.
Do you feel it's going to be shortstop, or do you think, looking at the team, that you have a better opportunity at a different position on the infield?
Right now, I definitely feel like he definitely wants me in the infield, mainly because we talked about workouts and stuff, and he said that infielders would have their workouts on Thursday and then outfielders on Tuesday, and he said that I'd definitely be with the infield.
As far as your strengths as a softball player, where do you feel you're pretty good right now?
I feel like I'm pretty good, honestly, wherever, nothing really stops me or anything. It doesn't matter, if I'm outfield, I know I can get the ball where I need to get it and stuff like that. I just know that my batting does need a little bit of work. And so he even talked to me and he said that he would help me with it and stuff like that. And I have high hopes for him to help me succeed in that area.
You mentioned batting as an area to work on. What are some other areas you feel you need to improve, for your college softball career?
I definitely feel like I also need to be able to get the ball out of the glove fast enough. When grounding, I can really feel myself having to take that extra second when I shouldn't have to take that extra second. So I'm hoping in college he'd be able to help me get the ball out of my glove to throw faster.
Let's talk about the education part. I get the sense from you that the education part is probably as important or more important than even getting the opportunity to play. So do you know what you want to go to school for? And was picking Ellsworth part of, they had the major that you were wanting to go into?
So I'm going to be studying criminal justice, and they have a really good program for that too. And actually, my professor for a few of my criminal justice classes is a retired officer. And so that's also going to help me a lot because he could be able to help me get into other places.
Let's talk about that. How did you get interested in criminal justice?
So my family's just kind of been big on that. It's either military or criminal justice or something in that area. So picking that was super easy for me just because that's kind of what my family's always kind of been into. And so seeing that one growing up, it kind of helped push me towards that.
Do you have a specific area of criminal justice that you want to go into?
I'm kind of still on the edge about that. I'd like to be a police officer or a marshal, something like that in the future. And if one of those areas doesn't really hit when I try it, I also thought about the Army.
Do you feel is there an area you want to come back to? You want to come back to Coon, or does it matter to you where this career takes you?
Honestly, I will go anywhere for my career. I'd like to get out of Iowa just because I want something bigger, I guess, and I'd like to kind of see the world and stuff like that, so...
Miranda, I tell you what, it's been a lot of fun getting to cover you over the last 5 years, really. Appreciate all the time and the interviews you've given us. Congratulations on a great career, and best luck coming up at Ellsworth, and thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, of course, and thank you for having me.
You bet. Miranda McClellan again with the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Again, she is heading up to Ellsworth Community College to continue her education and also to play softball.